Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Hey, good evening, Columbus, Georgia. This is Pastor Renee. I'm calling in from right here in the Fountain City, Tri-City area, Columbus, Georgia, live coming at you on Fountain City Radio. The time is approximately 6 o'clock p.m. For my friends out there on the California coastline, I think it's about 3 o'clock your time. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening in. A little housekeeping chore, if we have any guests listening in and you want to weigh in on the conversation tonight, the guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. Once again, that's 515-602-9677. Press 1 for permission to speak. Thank you for joining me again this evening. Once again, my name is Pastor Renee with Open Book Ministries, and also I'm the owner and founder of Kingstown Family Foundation, which is a company that is underwritten by our California Corporation, the Empowerment Leadership Academy out on the East Coast. I'm sorry, West Coast. Tonight we're going to do a wrap-up. Our wrap-up is the Bible Belt USA. Just had an incident happen over in our neighborhood tonight right here in Columbus, Georgia. SWAT team, crisis intervention people, it looked to me like about 15 police cars. They literally blocked off 20th Street at 13th Avenue. Tear gas all over the place, shots fired. And finally, about 4 or 5 hours after the melee happened, someone was finally arrested. They have not released the name of the person, but they're right behind me. Now I'm literally sitting on my neighbor's porch across the street watching the tear gas go up in the air. I was on a mission today to ride around Columbus and see if I could find some good news to report. Every time we listen to the news, it's bad, 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 bad. And we've had some good news on this show before. We've had Madeline Davis. We've had some of the kids from Unique Euphony come on and talk about their books and artistry and that type of thing, and we're going to have them back on. We're also going to have Nat D that's going to be joining us to talk about her book, Sex and the Saints, soon. We're setting that up with her now for 2 episodes, but right now we're talking about a wrap-up on the Bible Belt USA. Right here in Columbus, Georgia, this is the Bible Belt. Georgia is the Bible Belt. This is where a lot of Republicans talk about there shouldn't be any separation between church and state. And they don't want separation of church and state, but boy, it just depends on what you're talking about and what kind of day it is, whether they're going to try to separate it or not. But we live in a city, I say a small city. I used to call it a small town, but it's not a town anymore, of about 250,000 people, more or less. I don't believe that number is including Fort Benning. But we have a church on every corner and probably 5 or 6 storefront churches in between each of those corners. And the violence in Columbus is getting worse. So my question is, where's the pastors? Where's the preachers? Where's the folks who are willing to walk down Manchester Expressway just to be seen and filmed and recorded and seen on TV, but they won't come down 20th, 21st, 24th? Where's an area over in here called the Horseshoe where the drug dealers hang out all day, every day? They commit crimes around Columbus and they run to East Highland for shelter, looking for a place to hide out. We don't see anybody coming over here marching up and down these streets where the problems are. And with all the churches that we have in this city, all the different phases of religions and that type of thing, one would think that you wouldn't have this kind of crime going on, but from one day to the next, if it's not a sex crime, it's a murder. If it's not that, it's a drug crime. if somebody isn't being tried in court for a murder, they out here murdering somebody. And I know when I left Columbus 25 years ago, we probably had a murder around here maybe twice a year, if that. Maybe twice a year. Three times a year was a bit much. Now it seems like it's every other day, nonstop. So I had a chat on my very first launch show here with Mayor-elect Skip Henderson. And if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, his recording is on there, talking about how his number one priority in Columbus, Georgia is going to be crime in 2019. But how heavy of a hand does he have, considering that there are some people out here who say that the crime has escalated since Mayor Thomason has been in office, who's about to leave now. She's been in office for 8 years. And I've talked to some people around the city who said that we haven't had these problems until just the past 8 years since Mayor Thomason's been in office. Light hand, heavy hand. Mayor-elect Skip Henderson says he's on target to reduce the crime in Columbus, Georgia. He ran on that campaign, and for some reason or another, he seems to think it has something to do with the bleed of police leaving because of salaries, but I got to ask the question, how much money is enough money to put your neck on the line? We have, you know, Black Lives Matter even came to Columbus and sat in a forum with Mayor Tomlinson and sitting in the back saying, how come, why come, why not do, can't Black people police their own neighborhoods? But we're living in a town where Black lives don't seem to matter to Black people. Most of the killing that's going on around here, murders of Black people, is being done by other Black people. It's not the white people around here that's killing us. So what now? And of course, we're not the only ones committing the crimes, but we're the only ones that seem to be making headline news these days. So I trawled around Columbus looking for some good news, and I'm trying to find somebody who can deliver it, because the murders, the sex crimes, I mean, a couple of days ago, two guys in broad daylight behind a building, behind the New Horizons Behavioral Center. Come on, two old men. I ain't even gonna call them grown men. These are two old men screwing each other in broad daylight, and the patients causing a ruckus with the patients in a behavioral health center. And one of the guys was homeless. There are little girls being sex trafficked throughout Columbus, being used for prostitution. I mean, the crime is just getting horrendous here, and it's not like this is the only place, but this is where we live, you know, so we can't talk about other places when we can't seem to get our own lives and our own communities under control. So, I mean, next time I see a pastor walking down Manchester Expressway hollering, get rid of the drugs, I got something to say to him about the fact that the drug dealers over here on this street, why they scared to come over here, you know. So, in the meantime, so the bad news is wearing everybody out. Everybody's tired of it. So I leap around Columbus a little bit and look into some things and talk to some people and try to find out if there's something really good about this town. I grew up here, as most of everybody knows by now. Spent most of my childhood here, not all of it, but most of it. And then I left and came back, and some things, well, you know, the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's what we're dealing with right now. So if you're listening in, the guest call-in number once again is 515-602-9677. Press 1 when you want to weigh in, ask a question, or make a comment. But if you know something good going around in Columbus right now, don't be afraid to raise your hand and talk to us about it. We get enough of the bad news. If you want to hear about it, just turn on your TV. We got a lot of stuff coming up on the docket, but since we're getting a fresh start today, we got people booked up into the future, but I'm keeping it live and keeping it real right now in the meantime while we're filling up our schedule to bring people on the air. And we hope you'll continue to join us. Like I said, my friends out in California, hey, it's like 3 out there where you are, so I know what you guys are dealing with. You're probably still at work. But I'm glad that you said you were calling and at least listening in today just to see what's happening down south in the dirty, dirty south, Midwest Georgia. Little town, well, little small city called Columbus, Georgia, about an hour south of Atlanta, if you wanted to know about that. We're about an hour south of Atlanta. So I'm truly disappointed at all the ruckus, like I said, that happened today. Don't know what to do. We have too much spirituality going on. I guess somebody said, used the word, he said, the community is out here preaching people happy when they ought to be preaching them free. I was like, hey, he hit the nail on the head with that one. Preaching people happy when we ought to be preaching them free. We got fire. We got this woman setting this house on fire. We got fire teams out on North Lake Parkway. We got Phoenix City people breaking into cars. I mean, day after day after day. People say it usually gets worse around Christmas time. I think not. It stays pretty bad around here lately. First responders, vehicle accidents happening, people getting hit by trains. Oh my God, I'm just sick of it. Nobody knows, seems to know what to do, but I suppose we do enough praying around here where some prayers are going to get heard soon. We continue to talk to the Lord about what's going on and what's happening, and we continue to ask the Lord, and it seems like it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. But hopefully there's going to be a reprieve around here soon to help us out. But news makes news. Bad news makes news. That seems to be what everybody wants to hear, what everybody wants to talk about. So I have to dig, really dig, to find something good going on in the Valley area. And I did come up with some kids who are producing books and poetry, and they're doing plays and that kind of thing. They've been on the show already. And we got some other kids that will be coming back on soon. But tonight I'm just kind of riding side saddle Lone Ranger this evening. But, of course, you know we'll be back tomorrow at 6. So I'm going to hang out here for just about 30 seconds, and I'll be back at you. Thank you once again for joining us, City Radio. We hope to speak with you soon. I'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
A mouthful. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for doing my intro bit for me. That sounds really good. I love listening to his voice, don't you? We got a lot of stuff going on right now, guys. And like I said, I'm 110 riding solo tonight, but I wanted you to know that I'm still here. And we're going to keep doing this. And like I said, in 2019, we got a lineup like you wouldn't believe. Starting in January, we got a whole bunch of our writers and artists and other people. We did have one artist on the show before, and he said that he would come back on. And Miss Madeline is coming back on to talk to us about the Ma Rainey Blues Festival. And so I'm digging, I'm looking around Columbus trying to find it. Seeking you shall find, says the word of God. Seek and you shall find. So I keep looking because I want to find some good news going on around here and find out what some people are doing that's positive and uplifting and wonderful, and what's going on the political scene that's making some can go together. We're coming up in 2019 with a good lineup. We just got to reek out the rest of the year, muck out the year, and and get ready to do a new thing coming up in January. So once again, I thank you for joining me on Fountain City Radio. This is about a half hour show usually. And we were talking the other night about why in the world the kids around here, the children of this area, they actually nicknamed this town Killumbus, K-I-L-L-U-M-B-U-S, Killumbus. Hold on just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I think we got somebody trying to ring in. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, I thought we had somebody trying to ring in for just a moment. We'll put them back on mute. Thank you for calling in and listening anyway. I know a lot of people call in and listen. They don't really say anything. They're just paying attention and just listening in. I think a lot of times people don't want to say anything because they know this is recorded. Somebody's going to download it later on, and they hopefully won't say anything live that they don't want somebody to listen to later on. So it's all good. We have a renovation to a Columbus softball complex coming up. I'm really listening for news in our area is what I'm trying to get out of people. So we can tell people that everybody around here isn't just committing crimes, even though it seems like it's headline news every day. Everybody in Columbus isn't killing people and robbing people. You know, it's got to be more to what's popping up in the news every day, but that's what sells it. That's what sells the news. And Fountain City Radio is put here for the purpose of trying to grant you a reprieve from that, so that when you come over in this direction, you'll know that crimes and stuff that makes it in the Ledger Inquirer News and WTVM isn't the only thing that's happening. And we're reaching out to be really the NPR of Columbus, Georgia, a public radio station, nonprofit, so people don't have to worry about coming on. So people don't have to worry about coming on, worrying about paying for advertising and that kind of thing. We get our sponsors, people just be able to come on the show, speak freely, and not have to worry about buying an ad, just to be interviewed. You know, and then we got some good stuff coming up with Believe Apostle, Teresa Weddle. She'll be starting her own radio show soon. It's going to feature probably some, she hadn't been specific about it yet, but some music and some gospel artists will be coming on. And she's done radio before, so she already knows the ropes. And we're going to see if she'll come on and talk about Restoration Outreach soon as well, so we can find out what's going on with that, catch up with her, and find out about her radio show that will be coming up soon in the future also right here in the Valley area. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are, hello, is the caller still on the line? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm hearing some noise, and I'm like, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, who in the world? Okay. All right, so I got you now. I was trying to bring you in before, and it didn't crank up like it needed to. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Apostle Weld. I was just talking about her a moment ago. She's calling in, chatting with us tonight, and just listening in, I guess. And I told him I want to have you on the show soon so that you can talk about what's going on with your ministry and with the radio show that you're getting ready to start. You want to say a few words about it?
Oh, well, I'm just looking forward to 2019. I thank God for Pastor Renee and all the work she's doing in the community and in her neighborhood. I heard her testimony about her experience on today, and God has her covered in his love and in his blood, and I'm
Amen.
Just looking forward to working more with her in 2019. It's been a great 2018, watching God use her mightily, and we're just
Amen.
Going to keep teaming up and letting God use us collectively. So
Amen.
For the listeners,
Amen.
God bless you all, and I know you're also getting in position for God to use you in 2019 even the more. So keep you guys lifted in prayer and do the same for me, because we're all under an intent attack. So we may as well join forces, love each other, and just help one another, because we're all in a battle. But
that's
the battle's
true.
Not
everybody.
On us. It belongs to the Lord, and it's
it
won
belongs
already.
To the Lord. That's right. Amen. You tell them. That's the way it goes around here. That's the way it goes. We're going to keep on fighting. It doesn't matter. You know, we're going to stay over here on the, in our position. We're going to get in our proper position or stay in our proper place and do what God told us to do in the meantime.
Amen.
So thank you so much for calling in, Apostle Weddle. I hope, like I said, to get you on the show soon to talk about what you got going on in 2019 and what we're going to be working together on as a team. Got a lot of stuff planned for the new year, getting ready to go through the holiday season. You guys know what's up with that. And as soon as this holiday season is over, the new year is run in, we'll be back on point, back on base, back up and running and doing what we do. So I also want to talk to Apostle Weddle about bringing her son Victor on the show one day so Victor can just bless us with some of that excellence that he has going on in his life right now. And he would be a good one to come on the show and talk to some of the young men around. He's around his 20-ish right now. Talk to some of the young men about what's going on in his life and maybe hopefully bring you some hope from that direction as well. So
yes, definitely. Well, he's very fond of Pastor Renee, so whatever you need him to do for you, you know he will.
I know. I want him to be on the show soon so he can be an encouragement and uplift to some of the men, young men around here who are at least trying to do the right thing, even though they get confused about what the right thing is. You know, they are making an effort, you know, making an effort.
Right.
And it's important to keep the ones encouraged who are at least trying, you know. So
yes,
we'll be doing some of that too. And I'll get back with you on Victor being on the show soon. Maybe next week he'll have some time. I don't know what his schedule is like, but we'll talk to him about that and get some more people lined up. But we're down 7 minutes and 15 seconds into the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I wrap it up a little early because I see you guys out listening, but you don't like to talk a lot. So when I get somebody that wants to talk, I bring them on in the conversation. But we're down 7 minutes in the show. We might go ahead and end it a little early tonight, but thank you, Apostle Weddle, for calling in. And we hope to get to talk to you soon and interview you on this show about all the stuff you got going on, like I said. And we'll be seeing you soon live and in person. Thank you for calling.
You're so welcome. And keep up the great work, Pastor Renee. You've done an awesome job in the community this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that's our wrap up. That's what we're doing, our wrap up here on a Monday. Wrapped it up for the weekend. As I said, love listening to wishing, sending greetings and blessings out to St. James for Christmas concert they had last night. And like I said, I'm usually a part of it, but I couldn't make it in this year. My throat is tore up from the floor up. And I couldn't squeeze out a note to save my life, but hopefully I'll be able to be back in a Christmas concert with them again on next year. Once again, we're down 5 minutes and 40 seconds. We're about to hang on up, call it a night early tonight, and be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So everybody who's calling in, my peeps out there in California, watch it. Okay, don't be talking about me out there. I'll talk to you all soon, too. All right. Thank you for listening. This is Fountain City Radio with Pastor Renee, Open Book Ministries. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6. God bless. Godspeed. God bless. My tongue is tied up, but Godspeed. Good night.
You're listening to the Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune.